the center of the discussion is that in order to be mighty karka from Amarakama, there's already an established owner in Amarakama. So by karka, by lo, the mosos by karka in the cigar. So you have to have cheskas gimel shana. Unlike metatlin, we become a muksuk miyad. By karka, you need cheskas gimel shana to be mighty from Amarakama. The concept of Amarakama is not special by karka. The concept of Amarakama you have by metatlin as well. To be mighty, the marshal. You have somebody who's a marakama on a metalum on the jacket. Now we know that he's an established owner on the jacket. And now I'm holding the jacket. So the thing is. Then by metatlin is if it's a tefisa muchachas, we'll see going forward. If there's a hechoch in my tefisa, so that's my tefisa marakama. But if there's no hechoch in my tefisa, the mashal by gaidris, I'm getting a little bit of ahead of myself. But by gaidris, there are things where sometimes my tefisa metatlin is a hechoch. We spoke about it last semester. Sometimes my tefisa on a metatlin is a hechoch, and a jackal, the mashal my tefisa is a hechoch. So then that's my tefisa marakama. The hechoch of the tefisa is my tefisa marakama. The tefisa is muchachas. But sometimes you have, even by metatlin, that the tefisa is not muchachas. My tefisa is not mechich anything, l'moshel, if it's goydris, animals that walk around on their own. The fact that the animal by me is not a hechocha, that it's mine. There's no hechocha, there's no proof. Maybe the animal just wandered into my backyard. Or tvorim asuim l'ashul l'haskir, things that are normally rented out or lent out. So my tefisa is not a hechocha. So then my tefisa is takanat, my tefisa marakama. If I have a sheep in my backyard, but really, there's a marakama. Somebody can establish prior ownership on the sheep. So he's mighty the sheep for me because he's the marakama. The concept of marakama, yeah, by not only by kaki, yeah, by metalin as well. That the presumption of ownership is with the marakama. That he mighty from a marakama, he needs some kind of hechocha. By metalin, usually the tefis itself is the hechocha. Not always. Not by geidris, by dvar masim lashul haskir. We have cases by metalin where the tefis is not a hechocha. By kaki, the tefis itself is always not a hechocha. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of the parak, and the Ritva at the beginning of the parak. They both explain that by karka, the tefisa per se is not a chocha. It's not enough to be mitzi from the marakama. Whereas by Rabbeinu Yonah says a hezber. Rabbeinu Yonah is on here in Chofkas. I remember so on Aleph from the Beis. But Yonah says a hezber that by metaltalin, so achzuki inish begazan nusu loy machzikina. We don't assume we don't assume that people are thieves. So if I'm holding a jacket, even though you're the marakama, we don't assume that I'm a thief. So my tefisa, therefore, is a hechocha. By goydris, I don't have to be a thief. The animal wandered in on its own. I might be a liar, but I'm not a thief. So that's you don't have the absolute yinish begazan lusa loy machzikina. By karka, you don't have the absolute yinish begazan lusa loy machzikina because I didn't have to steal the karka to be sitting there. I could have just wandered in. It's not a gzela. So by karka, the fact that I'm sitting in the karka, living in the karka, doing things in the karka, by itself is not a chokha. B'pshute. We'll see going forward. That's always true. But I'll compare him as a point of departure. That seems to be indicated by the fact that you need gimel shanim. The very fact that you need gimel shanim to be machzik in karka, why isn't it tefisa a chokha? So that itself is an indication that the tefisa, it must be that the tefisa of karka is not a hechocha. It's not like metalton. By metalton, the tefisa itself is a hechocha. And by karka, the tefisa itself, l'chayr, is not a hechocha. So therefore, we have to come on to other hechochas. We need to come on to the hechocha of cheskas gemul shonim. There's an interesting ritva. Ritva is a line. We're gonna talk about it, Mitzvah Shem. I think it's a big mafteich in the sugya, but just to know, the Ritva has line at the beginning of the sugya when the Gemara says minayin lechazoka shegimul shonim. From where do we know Chesed Gimul Shonim? That's how the Gemara begins. Amar Yechonon shematim elchu meelchus sheshoyim minayin lechazoka shegimul shonim. So the Ritva says that the pshat in the Gemara's question is that the Gemara is asking him yimanoshach. If the tefisa of karka is a tefisa muchachas, so then you should have a chazaka right away, like by metalin. Why do you have to wait gimel shalom? And if the tefisa of karka is not a hechocha, it's not a tefisa muchachas, then even gimel shalom shouldn't be enough. Well, that's kilo the preface of the sugya. The Gemara is being done. So I don't know why the Ritva needs that arichus exactly, but we'll talk about that. But I'll come upon him. The Ritva introduces this notion. There's a tvisa muchachas and there's a tvisa sheini muchachas. By metaltalin, normally, not by geidrus, not by dvar masim lahashul haskim, but normally by metaltalin, tvisa is muchachas. So you become a muchsuk to be meitzi from the Mokam Marakam right away. By karka, the tvisa is not muchachas. So therefore, or at least the Gemara is not, if the tvisa is not muchachas, that's why you need Gimel Shonim. But why is Gimel Shonim enough? And if the tvisa is muchachas, then why wait Gimel Shonim? So that's how he explains the backtrap to the Gemara. What is this bear? What is this thing called the Marakama? Why is the presumption of ownership always with the Marakama? It was my jacket yesterday. That was yesterday. Today is today. Why is the fact that it was my jacket yesterday, why does that have any force at all? Why don't we just say every day is a new beginning? The jacket today is by me. Why don't we need a chacha to be made from the Marakama? Why is the fact that yesterday the jacket belonged to the Marakama? It's not like the Marakama has some kind of proof that you know, it doesn't have a sales receipt that the Marakama doesn't have. But yesterday we thought, well, maybe that's the wrong way to say it. Why is the fact that yesterday the jacket belonged to me, or the karka belonged to me, why is that the chlal dispositive that therefore the jacket must belong to me today too? Unless there's a hechacha otherwise. Like, why do you need a hechacha to be made of a Marakama? What's the mile of a Marakama? So this is a major machlekes among Ovei Sa'olam, among the Gedolei Achronim. If the nature of a cheskes Marakama is that it's a kind of cheskes moment, it's a kind of a mitzvah chevrel of a raya. The Marakama is the muchzuk, even though right now he's not holding onto the jacket. Right now he's not in the karka. But since yesterday we know that it was his jacket, yesterday we knew that it was his karka, so that makes him the mutzul muchzuk and a mitzvah mechaver el avaraya. It's a muchzokus. Just like if you have money in your pocket, so I can't be mitzvah from you without a raya. So even if the money's not in your pocket, but the thing is not in your pocket, but I know that yesterday it was yours, so you're still a muchzuk. The muchzokus continues through time, and to be mitzvah, that's why you need a hechokha to be mitzvah from the Marakama. It's just an instance of a mitzvah mechaver el avaraya. That's one way to understand. Alternatively, perhaps Cheskes Marakama is not a Cheskes moment of a Meitzim Mechaver Levaraya. If you're not Mamish holding it, then you don't have a Meitzim Mechaver Levaraya. He's not holding it. He was holding it yesterday. What does yesterday have to do with today? Rather, Cheskes Marakama is more like Cheskes Aguf. We have in Halach in general, we have an assumption that if anything that I know is true yesterday, I assume that it's true today unless I can prove otherwise. That's called Cheskes Aguf, Cheskes Issa. Moshe, I have a behemoth. Yesterday wasn't a treifa. So unless I know otherwise, I assume today it's also not a treifa. I have a mikveh. It had arba misah. Until I know otherwise, I assume that it still has arba misah. Every time you go into the mikveh, you don't have to measure if it has arba misah. If you know that it had arba misah yesterday, that carries over into today. Obviously, nothing to do with the mitzvah mechayer olaraya. It's a chacha v'biur. The fact that yesterday it was molay, I assume that nothing changed. It's like an inertia principle in halacha. So maybe that's the idea of Cheskes Marakama. It's not that it's since I know yesterday that it was his jacket. So I assume that today it's his jacket as well. So this is a shaila. The Kuntzus Sveikis in Klal Aleph Siman Hey, he opens up the shaila. Is Cheskes Marakama Cheskes Moment, or is it like a Cheskes Issa? Kreiga talks about it there. Shimon Shar Yesher. This is going to be a big topic. Some will come up in the course of learning the parak. But just to note that this is Shaila Nachayim. Clearly, Achayim were argued about this. Kveger has what to say. Is Cheskes Marakama a Cheskes Moment, or is it a Cheskes Issa? Okay, so to be Meitzi from Marakama, you need bottom line. To be Meitzi from Marakama, you need a Hechacha. And Metaltum Litvis itself is a Hechacha, usually, not always. Sometimes you have Gaidris. I'm assuming Hashal Haski have exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, by Metalton, the Tvis itself is a Hechacha to be Meitzi from Marakama. And by Karka, apparently by Karka, the Tvisa is not immediately a Hechacha. So that's why you need Cheskes Gimel, if you have to have Cheskes Gimel Shonim. What about to become a Marakama? Like, we know to be Meitzi from Marakama, you need Cheskes Gimel Shonim, you need the Tvisa Mukachas. What about to become a Marakama? In other words, let's say you have there is no other Marakama. There's no prior Marakama. We don't know who we have no idea if this thing belonged to anybody else in the past. How do I become a Marakama? Like, what do you need to be a Marakama? Let's say my karka. I want to be the Murakama. I'm the Murakama. I want to claim the role of the title of Murakama. Somebody sitting in this piece of karka. And I want to be Maisim because I'm the Murakama. So I come to the base and say, I'm the Murakama. I want to be Maisim this guy. What do I need to establish that I'm the Murakama? Do I have to show a paragim? Do I also need a chesed b'lashon to make myself into a Murakama? There's nobody before me. Obviously, if there's somebody who was there before me, then I need chesed b'lashon. But there's nobody before me. I mean, nobody's coming around with Adim. So I want to be the. I want to be the Murakama. What do I need to make myself, to establish myself as the Murakama? So Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ritva and the Tur in the beginning of Siman Kuf Mem, they all say that to be a Murakama, you don't need Chesed Gimel Shalom. You need Chesed Gimel Shalom to be Maitzi from Murakama. When there's already a Murakama established, and you want to be Maitzi from Murakama, that's when you need Chesed Gimel Shalom. That's when you need the Hechacha. But just to be the Murakama, when there's nobody else before you to establish that you're the Murakama, all you need is Edim, that you would Darba Chad Yema. If I can bring Edim, that I lived for a day even on this piece of karka in 2009, or 2009, then, and now somebody else is living in the karka in 2010, so he needs Gimel Shalom to be Maitzi for me. But I don't need Gimel Shalom. If I had Edim that I was there for one day before this guy who's in there now, so that's enough to make me into the Murakama. Darba Chad Yoyma. Where'd they get this notion of Darba Chad Yoyma? Where does it come from? It's a lot. Darba Chad Yoyma has two elements, two chidushim. It has to be Darba, that he lived there. It's not enough that he was walking around in the karka. We need Eidim that he lived in the karka. And Chayra, the Mashmois of Chad Yoyma also, it has to be like a whole day. In the Torah, there's a lashon of Shachas. The Torah, when he brings this, his lashon is Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ritva, they say, the Shulchan Aruch also that matter, they say, Darba Chad Yoima, he lived there for a day. The Torah says, Darba Shoachas. So I'm not sure if that's in Machoikas, or maybe it's Hainoach, the minimum, what is, if you're there for a second, it's not called you were Darba. So the Torah says you were there for the minimum amount of Darba, Shoachas, for a short amount of time. But how much is a short amount of time for a deer? Maybe by definition, the shortest amount of time for a deer is Chad Yoima. I don't know, the Chad Yoima and the Shachas piece is not so clear to me. Rabbi Yoina, the Ritva, the Shulchan Aruch, their lashon is Chad Yoima. We'll see in a second, it's a lashon of the Gemara. The Tur, his lashon is Shachas. Again, I'm not coming, and I'm not sure if he's coming Lachlik, he's coming to the Mefarish, maybe it's Hainuach. But I'll complain him, that's for sure that you need Darba. It's not enough that he was there, that he happened to be in the field, somebody saw him in the field. He has to be Darba in the field. If you're Dar in the field, if there's Edim, that he lived in the field for a minimum amount of living, we call it Shachas Chad Yoima. Again, it's a little bit ambiguous. That's enough to make it. That's what you need to become a Murakama. So where's the Makkah for this halacha? It's not a Gemara anyway. I mean, that to become a Murakama, you have to have Darba Chad Yoima. That doesn't exist. So the Goyin, in Bir Agoa, there in Siman Kuf Mem, and the Goyin, it's Ois Gimel. The Goyin is Mitzayin in the Gemara, Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Which at first glance doesn't seem to have anything to do with the case. What's the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis? The Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis has a story that there was somebody who was living in a field for 3 years. He had Gimel Shana. And the Marakama came. There was a Marakama. However you get to be a Marakama, but there was a Marakama. And the Marakama came and said, what are you doing in my field? What was my Chesed Gimel Shana? You need two things. You need Chesed Gimel Shana, but you also need a Taina. If you're living in a field for 3 years and the Marakama comes and says, what are you doing in my field? And you say, nobody ever told me to leave. So you don't become a Muchsuk. You have Ches Gimel Shalom, you don't have a Taina. That's not a cogent Taina. So you have to say, I bought it from you. Normally, that's what you have to say. I bought it from you. So this here, this is more complicated. The guy's living in the field, he said, I bought it from so-and-so. And he said that he bought it from you. That means the guy who's being machzik does not know for a fact that the fellow who sold it to him really bought it from the Marakama. He doesn't know that that's true. He heard that that's true. So the Maisa is out of Taina. By itself, it's out of Taina. But the Gemara says, the need in the Gemara is maybe we should say Taninon. That's always we have a rule in Aloha, and a person who doesn't have a taina, but he's not in a position to have a taina. because he's not in a position to really know, like Yarshim, Kuchais. So we're tainim lekeach, sech bichalilim, we're tainim for him. So the Shah is, we want to do, should we taina for him? Should we taina for this guy? He himself doesn't have a taina. He only knows that he only has hearsay. So maybe we should taina for him, that maybe it's taka true and that Maisi has a riot. So maybe we should say taina. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista thinks that we say taninon, but on one condition. That the fellow who sold in the field was dar b'chad yoyim. If there are eidim, that the fellow who sold in the field was dar b'chad yoyim, then we'll say taninon to be meitzi from the Merkam. So again, there's three people in this story. There's the Merkam, we'll call him Reuven. Then there's Shimon, who claims, or at least Levi says that Shimon says that he bought it from Reuven. And Shimon then sold it to Levi. Levi was there for 3 years. So Levi says, Shimon sold me the field, and Shimon told me that he bought it from Reuven. So if there are eidim, that Shimon was there for a year, for a day, for at least a day, then we'll say, Taninim l'kech l'tainah for Levi, who has a chesed gimel shonim, and we'll be meitzi from the Merkam. So it's a tanayin taninon. It's not a taina. Shimon's not here, nobody's taining. We're taining. Based on this taining, on behalf of Levi, who has no way of knowing. But that's okay, we have a rule of taninon. But in order to say taninon, we need that Shimon should be there for a day. Shimon is a need, then why do you need this dar b'chadyem? L'maisa, Levi's not in a position to know. That's true. Levi has no way of knowing. Not his fault. He has no way of knowing. And he has a raya. He has a chesed gimel shonim. So let's say taninon. What's this condition of dar b'chadyem? Like, why is it necessary? Levi doesn't know Levi has no taina. He can't have a taina because he's a lekech. He doesn't have a taina. He has no way to have a taina. So that's the din of taninon. Tzach b'chalilim. So, and he has a raya, chesed gimel shonim, he has a raya. So what's this new condition of dar b'chad yoyim? So in Mishayim is Mavur Tundus Chois, the Ramban over there has a lashon, that if Shimon can't even show that he was there for a day, if he can't even show that Shimon was there for a day, then it's mechzik shikra. Then it looks like something you bought on the internet or something. It doesn't look real. Like he sold you the Brooklyn Bridge. Levi bought it from some guy who we don't even know if he ever lived in the Kaka. So Levi just bought, somebody sold Levi this field, and we don't even know if the guy who sold him the field had anything to do with the field. So then we're not even going to say Taninu. It's Mechzik Hashikr. Other Yishayim have a Nusuch. Maybe it comes to the same thing, that we don't even see Levi as a Lekech. If he bought it from somebody, and that somebody, we don't even know if he had any Shaychas to the field, we don't even see Levi as a Lekech. We tie it for a Lekech. We don't tie it just for a guy who bought something from somebody who may have no connection to the field. You don't even get the status of a lekeach. It could be. It's very similar. Very similar. Words, even for us to say taninon, there has to be some kind of plausibility. So in order to say taninon, we need some kind of plausibility. So if Shimon was there for a day, so then everybody we could say, okay, at least Shimon was there for a day. And he sold it to Levi. We could see Levi as a lekeach. It's not mechzik kashikra. It doesn't look quite so fishy as it would look otherwise. These two different luschos, and mamela we could say taninu. So the Gaon says that's the makor for this notion that the Rishonim have that to become a lorakami need dar b'chadyem. So bashkof Rishonim, the Gaon is sisei Torah. What does one thing have to do with the other b'chal? What is the rule? When do you say taninu, and that we should say taninu for the lekeach because we need that Shimon should have been there for a day, otherwise the next kishikra. What in the world does it have to do with the issue of what do you need to become a muksuk and a karka in order that we should say that you're a marakam? The emes is misvara. The whole thing is hard to understand. Why do you need anything to become a marakam? L'chara, by metaltin l'mashal. By metaltin, what do you need to become a metaltin by metaltin? What do you need by metaltin to become a marakam? What about the gaidras? What do you need by metathlin? By metathlin, the rule is, if you're holding on to metathlin and there's nobody was there before you that we know of, so you become the marakam automatically just with the tefis itself. You don't need a tefis umuchachas. V'arayim. First mishnah about metziah. Shnayim makes a metalis. So you have the different cases. So the din is yachaykul. Shnayim say because they're oichsim and oichsim is shneim uchzakim. But Taisus Rosh, a lot of Rishonim say that the reason why you say a chayk over there, not called a levar, talked about at the beginning of the year, is because since they're muchzakim, since they're oichsim, so they have a din that they're both muchzak in the talis, and maybe say a chayk. And one of the cases in the mission is they have shneim oichsim al gavi beim. It's the same thing, a chayk, because oichsim, shneim muchzakim, beim is gaidus. How do they become muchzakim with this beim? It's gaidus. There's not tefisa muchachas. That you only need a tefisa muchachas to be mitzi from a marakama. But there's no marakama over there. You have shnayim reichman al-gabi behema. There's nobody prior to. You want to be mitzi behema from a marakama, then gaidus, you can't do it. He's a marakama. You have to have a right. But they're not coming to me, Meisim Murakama. They're the first people that have any that are showing up in Basting with any connection to the Behemoth. They're both Oichsim and the Behemoth. So they have a din that the Shneim Muchzokim. That's why the din is Yachlekim. That's nothing to do with the Yechocha. That's nothing to do with the Tfisu Muchacha. It's nothing to do with Achzuki and Ishvagadus Nusulay Machzikino and Komashtachas Yodam Reyeshulay. It's Gaidris. It's Muchach that by Metatulin, the mere fact that you're Tophus in the Metatulin, even when the Tfisu is not Muchachas, makes it that you're considered to be a muchzik in the talis, or a muchzik in the behema. The Tais Rosh has a lashon. These are things that we talked about at the beginning of the year, so it's maybe not so unfamiliar. The Tais Rosh over there has a lashon. The reason is because kol mashu tachas yad adam yesh lanu liray shehu shalai. Somebody's holding something. We assume that it's his. Not because the tefisa is muchachas, by a behemoth the tefisa is not muchachas, but because that goes into the neva mitzvah mechaber levarai. Somebody shows up holding a behemoth. You don't have a chacha. Maybe the behemoth just wandered into his backyard. Doesn't matter. You don't need a tefisa muchachas. In the absence of a marakama, the tefisa makes you a marakama automatically. The tefisa makes you a muchzik automatically. That goes into mitzvah mechaber levarai. We had the case again. Also, if you remember, manashlishi. You have Reuben and Shimon, each one deposited by a lady. One $100, one $200. Now we don't remember which one is which. So then it's Yachayku. So Yishayim say, why Yachayku? Kol Dolan Vak. So Yishayim say the same Yishayim, Oichsin, the Shnei Muchzokimba. Since Levi is holding an Abayef, Reuben and Shimon, the Shnei Muchzokimba, and Kol Mashutachas Yadon, and the Tosh Rosh says, Kol Mashutachas Yadon, Yesh Lanu Lira Yishu Shalai. Is that a Tfisu Muchachas? Levi's Tfisus are Hechachu that it's 50-50? That each one has 50? The one thing we know in that case is that it's not 50-50. That's the one thing that we know. That the money that they're arguing about is not 50-50. Either Reuben or Shimon gave him $100. One gave 100, one guy gave 200. It's for sure not that each one gave him 150. And yet we split it up, 150 each. Why? Because the Shnei Muchzokim. It's not a Tfisu Muchachas at all. It's the opposite extreme of a Tfisu Muchachas. We know for a fact that it's not even true. But Kol Mashu Tachas Yidli Yadolim, Yesh Lanu Lira Shulei. The din of HaMaitzim Mechaveh Lover Rai is that if you're toughest in something, then you become the Muchzik, and you need a Rai to be Maitzik from a Muchzik. So by metatlin, I'm trying to develop over the terminology. By metatlin, you always need a tefisa muchachas to be mitzi from a marakama. So by metatlin, you want to be mitzi from a marakama, you need a tefisa muchachas. By geidrus, it's not a tefisa muchachas. You can't be mitzi from a marakama. By karkas, never a tefisa muchachas. You need gimel shonim. To be mitzi from a marakama, you need to have gimel shonim. You need to have a tefisa. You need to have a yichacha. To be mitzi from a marakama, you need a yichacha. So we have different categories. We have different boxes. What's called the yichacha to be mitzi from a marakama? By regular metatlin, the tefisa is muchachas. By Torah Mesuim Hashul Haskir, the tefisa is not muchachas. You need a more variety. By Karka, the tefisa is not muchachas. You need Chesed Gimel Shonim. But that's all we want to be mitzi from Marakama. But just to become a muchzik when there is no Marakama, you see by Metatlin that you're toughest. You become a muchzik right away. Manashlishi, Behema, these are all things where the tefisa is not mechich at all, and nonetheless you become a muchzik and a mitzi mechareel of a raya. He said in the Lashon Tais Rosh, he said this Lashon many times, Kol Mashutachas Yadodam Yesh Lanu Lira Shu Shulei. Doesn't mean it's a Yechacha. Not a Yechacha. By Manash Lishi, it's clearly not a Yechacha. It's a Yesh Lanu Lira. It's our assumption. We assume. Amaitz Mechel Varaya. The burden of proof to say otherwise is on the Maitz. So by Karka, why do you need Darba Chad Yayma? Shai invented this new animal, Darba Chad Yayma. What do you need Darba Chad Yayma? The Tfisa itself, if I'm there for a second, if I'm there in the Karka for a second, it should be called Darba Chad Yayma. It should be called that I became a Marakama. I have a Tfisa. How much in front of the right? Call Mashu Tachas Yadon, and we get a little Lirish Shulei.
Yes, Tom. I just want to know, what is a Tfisa by Karka? Should me standing on the field would be considered a Tfisa?
So maybe we could say. So also maybe study with how will be important going forward. Maybe the pshat is that by karka there's no mitzvah of tfisa. Tfisa means that I'm holding it. By karka, I'm not holding the karka. Karka's holding me. But maybe the whole mitzvah of tfisa not shy by karka. So by karka, you can't just be tofus in the karka. So how do you become a tofus in the karka? So that's what Rishonim, and maybe that's what Rishonim mean. Dar b'chad yoyim. But if you live in the karka, then you become a tofus in the karka. To be in the karka is not a tfisa. What are you doing? You didn't pick it up. You didn't put it in your pocket. So where's the tfisa? If you're living in the karka, so the maisa dira, that's a tfisa. So maybe that'll be very geschmack. That's the notion over here. Dar b'chad yoyim. That the tfisa to metaltulin is dira to karka is like tfisa by metaltulin. To become a tofus at all, not b'tayrus eichocha, it's not eichocha. Gimul shonim is eichocha. Tfisa muchachas by when it's not gaidus is eichocha. Not b'tayrus eichocha. B'tayrus tfisa ba'alma. Tfisa can make you into a marakama, but the tfisa ba'alma of karka is the fact that you're darba chadyan. That would be the etzim. That would be very geshmak. Not so clear if that's the case. What did the going want? The etzim. That's a good svar. I hear darba. If you live in the karka for a minimum amount of dira. The shortest amount of deer. What's the shortest amount of deer? Yoyim echad shalachas. Not so clear, but whatever the minimum amount of deer is, if you live in the karka, for the minimum amount of deer, lezano klerim, but tfisa by karka. But if that's the whole story, then again, I don't know what the goyim wanted from the gemara daf Malach Mon Beis. To matanina and lekeach, we want a tanya for Levi, who says that he bought it from Shimon, who says that he bought it from Reuben, so we want to say Taninon. So if Shimon was there for Chad Yoyim, if there's Eidim that Shimon was there for Chad Yoyim, then it's Taninon Lekech, because otherwise it's Mechzik Keshikra. What's it have to do? What are they going to see in that Gemara? It's a different Nidon, Mechzik Keshikra. So, the guy is a little bit Shloim in Einyan. The Svar is a good Svar. Dira is the Tfis of Karka is Dira. But it's hard to see what in the world it has to do with the Gemara, that Ma'av and Beis. What did he see in that Gemara? Ulai, could say like this. Maybe the pshat is that we could say that the reason why it's Mechzik Keshikra, if you can't prove that Shimon was even there for Chad Yoyma, then the reason why it's Mechzik Keshikra is because Shimon wasn't even tofus in the karka. To make it not Mechzik Keshikra, I need that he bought it from somebody who was at least holding the karka. And how do you define holding the karka? Dar b'chad yoyma. So maybe calls the achnas l'divrei agoyim. Maybe that's like a pshat and good. That the tfisa of that's what he saw. In other words, the yisoid, the pshat is al derech zeh. That dira is a kind of tfisa. You need a maisa dira because by karka, the maisa dira is the maisa tfisa. What are you seeing in the Gemara from Malav and Beis? That's a different notion. No, that's a different issue. When do you say tanina for Levi? When it's not Mechzik Keshikra. You need Shimon to be there for a day, it's going to be Mechzik Keshikra. Maybe the Gaon translated that. The reason why it's Mechzik Keshikra is Levi is coming from somebody who wasn't even tofus in the karka. What do you have to do with the karka? So I need Shimon to be tofus in the karka. There shouldn't be Mechzik Keshikra. And what does it mean to be tofus in the karka? Darba chadyam. Maybe that's talking about Mr. Shah. Maybe say a little bit by Ifan Acha. I'll tell you, it's B'derech Hashem. Lemaisa, what I said up till now is good, it can stand by itself. I thought maybe to say a little bit of a different Hasbara. Why, like Metaltlin, you become a Marakama? Tfisa alone makes you into a Marakama. You become a Muchzuk Miyak. The mere holding it makes you into, like, even without any Echach at all, Behema, Goydris. Not any aichach at all. The fact that I'm holding the behemoth makes me into a muksik right away. And by karka, you need dar b'chad yoyma. Why do you need dar b'chad yoyma by karka and by metaltlin? It's enough just the fact that you're holding. So again, we have a mahalach. We have maybe a good mahalach. There's no such thing as a physically. The physical mitzvah is that by karka you can't be teifus to karka. The only way to be teifus to karka is to be dar in the karka. It's good. It's good all by itself. But maybe we could say v'derech efsha tesefes hazbar. We'll start with this. This is Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Beis. It's good anyway, because these are Gemaras that you have to get familiar with. These are some basic Gemaras here. So let's take a look at Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Sorry, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. About two-thirds of the way down, the first word in the line is Vuhu, and then you have two dots, and then it says Vav Amud. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah said, Be'avodim, that Avodim also have Chesed Yimushanim. After 3 years, you become a Muxik in Avodim. Frank the Gemara, Avodim, Yeshtem Chazaka. You could become a Muxik in an Eved. After 3 years, you could become a Muxik in an Eved. V'amir Shlokish, HaGoydris Eimlem Chazaka. But Shlokish said, Goydris don't have Chazaka. Things that move around on their own, they don't have any Chazaka. So Avodim are Goydris. How do you become a Muxik in Goydris? Omer Oba, Eimlem Chazaka la'al tervel, Yeshtem Chazaka la'achag Yimushanim. Shtoka said, "Goydus don't have a chazaka miyad." Mechrami, Avodim Taka don't have a chazaka miyad. You're holding on to an Eved. That's not a chazaka. Maybe he walked in by himself. But after Gimel Shonim, Avodim could have a chazaka even though they're goydus. That's the whole Gemara, short Gemara. Parenthetically, Poshup Shat, you know, it sounds like goydus that goydus have a chazaka after Gimel Shonim. That's what Gemara is saying. Shtoka said, "Goydus ain't them chazaka, ain't them chazaka miyad." After Gimel Shonim, Goydus have Chazaka. That's why Avonim have Chazaka after Gimel Shonim. It's a little bit difficult, so why did the Mishnah only talk about Avonim? The Mishnah, the Rashbam says that way before. The Goydus have Chazaka after Gimel Shonim. It's a little bit schwer, so why didn't the Mishnah mention Goydus? The Mishnah only said Avonim. Should have said Behemoth, Tzayin, Shor v'Chamor. All Goydus have Chesed Gimel Shonim. It only said Avonim. So the Ram is Chaylik and the Rashbam. The Ram says Avonim have Chesed Gimel Shonim. Goydus don't have Chazaka at all. When the Gemara says Goydus, means that when Shlokish said categorically that all Goydus, including Avonim, have no Chazaka, he meant all Goydus categorically have no Chazaka Miyad. But after Gimel Shonim, Avonim have Chazaka. But other Goydus, no. Gimel Shonim is only by Avonim and Karkoi is not by other kinds of Metaphor. The reason being that it's only things that are brought with the Shtar. Avodim, you normally write a star, and Kaki, you normally write a star, and Cheskim Mishonim, we'll see later, Numa has to do the stars, that after 3 years, you throw out the star. So, other kinds of Metatlum that you don't write a star in ordinarily, so they don't have Cheskim Gimel Shon. Right? That belongs, obviously, to the Gemara's later on. Just to know, we already a Yedir. Chaykis, the Rashbam, and the Rabbam, what's Pshat in this Gemara? Einem Chazokim Yarav, Yeshlem Chazokim Mishonim, the Rashbam is the Gemara Kapshutai, the Goydis have Cheskim Mishonim. And the Rabbam learns, no, Avodim have Cheskim Mishonim. But Reish Lakish's rule that Goydris, including Avonim, have no Chazaka at all, that's Ein Lem Chazaka Miyad. But it doesn't preclude that by Avonim there could be Chesed Gimel Shonim. In fact, the Ramban over here in Daf Lamed Vav, and the Emes Tosis in Git and Chof and Beis asked the same kasha. They ask, Reish Lakish said a Chiddush, Goydris Ein Lem Chazaka. Goydris Ein Lem Chazaka. Sounds like Tzachidish or Shlokish. Shlokish and Mechadish. Goydus and Mechazok. So they ask, what do you mean? What's the Chidish of Shlokish? It's a Mishnah of Fereshish that Goydus have no Chazok. Where's the Mishnah? There's a Mishnah of Fereshish that Goydus don't have Chazok and Miyad. I mean, once we say that Shlokish means Einem Chazok and Miyad. Our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah that Avodim are Yolim Muxik after Yolim become a Muxik and Avodim after 3 years. Why do you need 3 years? You should be a Muxik Miyad. So it says in our Mishnah that Goydus ain't the Chazaka Miyad. What's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish? Mishnah of Reish Lakish is saying that Goydus had no Chazaka ever. So that wouldn't be a Chiddush, but that would be against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Avonim do have a King Gimel Shonim. So that's the Gemara says. No, Reish Lakish only meant ain't the Chazaka Miyad. No, so ain't the Chazaka Miyad already says in our Mishnah that Avonim, after you don't become a Muxik Miyad, why not? Obviously, because Goydus don't become a Muxik Miyad. So what's Reish Lakish Moisik and what it already says in the Mishnah? Or what I would already know from the Mishnah? All right, he extrapolated not only to Avodim, Behemoth and Chayas also, so on. But it says in the Mishnah that Avodim don't have Chazaka Miyad. Why don't Avodim have Chazaka Miyad? Obviously because they're Goydus. So what's Reish Lakish Moisim? And what I could understand from the Mishnah on my own. It says, so they both answer, both the Ramban and Tosis answer, that there's a difference between Avodim and other Goydus. By other Goydus, the Tfisa is Takanara Hechocha Gmur. The fact that the sheep is in my backyard, it's not a Hechocha Gemur that it's my sheep. That's why you can't go to Seinem Chazok, you can't be Meisiv Mavarkam. But it is a Hechocha Ksas. The fact that the sheep is in my backyard is a Hechocha Ksas that it's my sheep. It's not a Hechocha Gemur, because it could be the sheep wandered in on its own. But still a little bit raglayim adover, the sheep is in my on my ranch and not on your ranch. Epes ayichoch it is. It is somewhat of ayichoch. By avodim, who are bnei das, the fact that the eved is in my house is not ayichoch at all. Not ayichoch at all. Maybe he came to have tea. Maybe he came to learn with me. B'chavus. There's many reasons why he might be in my house. It's the fact that somebody is in my that person is. When it comes to property, the fact that property is in my house, even goyvis, is certainly somewhat indicative that it belongs to me. It's not, so by goyvis, not a raya gemura, and that is lokus mechadish. It's not enough of a raya, it makes it from a marakama. But a yichoch ksas, it already is. By people, it's not even a yichoch ksas. The fact that I have company doesn't prove that I own, the fact that I have people in my house for a company doesn't prove at all that they're my avodim. It's not even a yichoch ksas that they're my avodim. Maybe they're my friends, maybe they're my... There's no echach at all. So Meila, the Mishnah says that avodim don't have chazaka miyad. That's another poshut. Of course they have no chazaka miyad. There's no echach at all. Goydris, there's echach ksas. By goydris, there's echach ksas. So Meila, I would have thought without Reish Lakish, I would have said maybe that's enough. Maybe echach ksas is enough. Comes along Reish Lakish and says goydris ainim chazaka miyad. That not only avodim, but even other goydris that it is echach ksas. But it's not a chokh gemura, it's not enough to be made some enough from a barakam and in chazokum yah. Got kind of the Ramban and Tosfos. Based on this gemara. So it comes out from this Tosfos and this Ramban, chiddush din, not a chiddush din, but a chiddush, a nusvar, so a chudeshes, that even by gaidris, where the tefis is not muchachas, even though we've been saying all along, the tefis is not muchachas by gaidris, that means not muchachas in a chokh gemura. But it's a yichoch ksas. Not by avodim, but by goydris, the fact that I'm holding it is a yichoch ksas. Reish Lakish's chiddush is that a yichoch ksas is not enough to be made from a barakam. If that's the case, so maybe that opens the door to say, you know why when there's no marakama, Mishnah Bava Rabbah Metzia, Shtayim Reichim Lagabi Behem, so they become a muksuk, they become a muksuk, ayis goydris. So he said, to be mighty from a marakama, you have to have a tefisa mukhachas. But when there's no marakama, you just want to become the marakama, you want to become a muksuk, so it's enough a tefisa shayna mukhachas. But now that I learned that gaidris is not a right, it's not a kochung mura, but it is a tefisa mukhachas, so yesh loyma, maybe we can say a chiddush, that the reason why you become a muksuk miyad, even by gaidris, If there's no prior marakama, the reason why they become a muksuk is not because you don't need a yichoch at all. It's because when there's no marakama, a yichoch ksas is enough. To be mighty from a marakama, you need a yichoch gemur. A mighty mecherel avaraya, you need a yichoch gemur. But if there is no marakama and I just want to become the muksuk, so for that it's enough a tfisa. But maybe it's enough a tfisa because even a tfisa ba'alma of goydris, which is not a raya gemur, but it's not nothing. It is somewhat of an indication that it's mine. It's a yichoch ksas. Again, it doesn't rise to the level of chazuki yinish b'gazim mishalim achzkin, and it's good. It doesn't have the mile of being a raya gemur. It's not a yichoch gemur when you need to bring a yichoch gemur. You want to be mighty from a marakami, you have to bring a yichoch gemur. Good, you're saying the mechazoka. It's not a yichoch gemur, but it's a yichoch ksas. So maybe that's why a yichoch ksas when there is a marakami, you need a yichoch gemur. I'm mitzvah mechavel avraya. But if there's no prior marakami, you just want to become a muksuk in a vacuum. So a yichoch ksas is good enough. So great, just have a chazaka. So it's in the absence of a marakama, you could become a muksuk miyad because the tefisa itself, at least, it's a yichoch ksas. It will come out of chiddush din that by avodim, you won't become a muksuk even if there's no marakama, even with the tefisa, even a tefisa won't make you a muksuk on eved even if there's no marakama. You know, shnayim reichim lagabi eved, you wouldn't say achleg. Because there the tefisa is nothing. Rabbi Chiddush Din, if this is true. If that's the case, I'm saying a big this is a Chiddush, I'm a fairish Chiddush, and I don't have a right. But if this is true, so then the din that by karka you can become a marakama with darba chad yoyma, now I can see in a whole different light. The reason why by karka you need darba chad yoyma is because you always need a hechach ksas. Even by metaltalin, you need a hechach ksas to become a muksa. Even in the absence of a marakama, to become a muksa, you need a hechach ksas. So by metaltli by gaidris, what's a chochak tzas? I'm roichem al gabi behemah. It's a chochak tzas. I'm roichem al gabi behemah. It's a chochak tzas that is my behemah. The behemah is in my backyard. It's a chochak tzas that is my behemah. By karka, the fact that I'm walking through the karka is not even a chochak tzas. But if I lived in the karka for a yemechot, for a shachas, that's a chochak tzas. That is my karka. Just like gimel shonim is a chochak mur, so yom echad is a chochak tzas. And it stands to reason. If Gimel Shalom is a Chochag Mura, then every chalik of the Gimel Shalom must be a Chochag Sas. That's why it accumulates to the level of a Chochag Mura. So you need Darvach HaYoyma, because Darvach HaYoyma, the minimum quantum of Tfisa that can make you into a Muchzuk is a Tfisa that's Mechir Chsas. So by Mtatlin, every Tfisa is Mechir Chsas. That's the place in Gittim and the Rambah. Every Tfisa is Mechir Chsas. By Karka, just being in the Karka, sitting in the Karka is not a Chochag Sas. The minimum amount of a chochak tzas that you have, of a chochak tzas, tisa mechichak tzas that you have by karka is dar b'chadyim. If this is true, and this is my justification for saying this whole mahalach, this chiddush, is that now the goyin is now the goyin already is I understand the goyin. The goyin said, where do Rishonim get this notion of dar b'chadyim? That dar b'chadyim is a chochak tzas. Dar b'chadyim could make you into a marakama. So the Goyin understood, if it makes him into a Merakama, it must be a Hechachak Tzatz. There must be some Hechachak Tzatz in the Dar B'chad Yom. Where did Rishonim get that from? So he says from the Gemara Me'amalef. The Gemara Me'amalef says that if a person says, I bought a karka from Shimon, Levi says, I bought it from Shimon, he says that he bought it from Reuben, so we want to say Tanina for Levi, but it can't be Mechzik Keshikra. It can't just be like it looks like a Baba Maisa. In order for us to say Tanina for Levi, we need something that should bring it above the level of Mechzik Keshikra. So what takes it out of being Mechzik Keshikra? A Hechachak Tzatz. If there's some plausibility that Shimon maybe really did buy it from Reuven, we don't need very much. We're not looking for a chokas. The chokas is the gimel shonim. We're just looking enough that we should say tanina and something that makes it not totally worthless. Something that had some mokam achizo, that there's some plausibility to what Levi says that Shimon bought it, that Shimon from whom he bought it from. We don't have to prove that Levi bought it from Shimon. That the chesed gimel shonim is enough. We need we have no proof that Shimon bought it from Reuven. We don't need proof. We have the chesed gimel shonim. The proof is in the chesed gimel shonim. We need a taina. Levi can't taina by himself. So we're going to taina for Levi. But for us to taina for Levi, it needs to be not mechzik kashikra. Not mechzik kashikra means there needs to be some mokam achiz that we should begin to see something in the story. It can't just look like he bought the Brooklyn Bridge. So that means we need a chachak tzas. That's exactly what we're looking for. Is a chachak tzas. Zok to Gemara says if we can find Adim that Shimon was there for a day, then that's already a chachak tzas that is Shimon's. Once there's a chachak tzas, then we can step in and say Tanina and use the chesed gimel shonim. So now it's mamish very gevaldik the Goyin's comparison. You see in that Gemara that dar b'chadyim becomes a chachak tzas and a chachak tzas is enough.
What would be unique about an
abed
Because
by a person, the fact that somebody's in my house is not in a chochak tzas that he's my eved. I mean, people who are not avodim, they can be even if he's an eved. The fact that he's in my house, I mean, obviously, if I have company for Shabbos, it's not a chochak that they're my avodim at all. But even they're not avodim in the first place. But even a person who is an eved, but he could be in my house because I invited him for supper. Like, you don't even. There's no hechachak tzas. The avodim are people. They're not. They don't stop being people. So the fact that a person's in my house is not a hechachak. He's my eved. The fact that a sheep is in my house is not a hechachak mura because maybe the sheep wandered in. The bialim lost him. Maybe it's a lost sheep. He wandered into my corral. So it's not a raya mura, but it's something. You know, normally the sheep that are in my corral are my sheep, not your sheep. But the people in my house, they're not necessarily my avodim b'chal. So it's not even a hechachak tzas. That says in Ramban and Tosfos Beferish. And they take it out of the Gemara Lamed Vav. Otherwise, what's the Shlokas Chiddush? It says in the Mishnah that Avodim don't have Chazokim Yad. What's the Chiddush of Gaidus? Must be Avodim. Obviously, don't have Chazokim Yad. There's no Echoch at all. But by Gaidus, it's at least Echoch Chsas. So you need a Shlokas in Mechadish to be Meitzim and Marakama. Echoch Chsas is not enough. But if there's no Marakama, just establish yourself as a Marakama. If there's nobody else there prior, you're not being Meitzim from anybody. So for that, it's enough Echoch Chsas. But that's why I learned Mechadish. But Echoch Chsas you need. Otherwise, you don't even become a muchzuk. So, Mele is very gevaldik. Chas very geshmak. I'm going to fly in the ointment. By mana shlishi lechor, you don't even have a chachak tzas. And still, Taisus Rosh and Mashba, that you're in the beginning of Amitzir. And yet, Taisus, Taisus Rosh, it It's mashma that it's that it goes into kol davar shu b'yad adam yesh lanu dira shu shalei. There it seems to be that tefisa makes you a marakama, makes you into a muchzuk without any chach at all. Yeah, so shemi yesh l'kayim adon. Maybe taka by metatlin, we have a physical tefisa. Maybe you don't need a chach mitzas. But by karka, where there is no physical tefisa, so what does darbach hadayim give me? So you could say, well, darbach hadayim is like a physical tefisa. But maybe not. Maybe even darbach hadayim is not a physical tefisa. By karka, there is no physical tefisa ever. So elamai, say, how do you become a muchzik in karka? Not derech a physical tefisa, but derech a chacha. So a chacha, what kind of a chacha? A chacha tzas. So that would like split the difference. In other words, maybe, basically we said two mahalchim, the kitzer. What do we have over here? Let's make up a little bit of a sachakel. We're being done. How do you become? Maybe we should go start from. Maybe make a sikkim from the whole shir. So we have like to be mighty from a marakama. Start with. We'll start from. We'll make now a sikkim, and then I'll leave back. There's two nidoyim. One is what do you need to be mighty from a marakama? That's the nidin of our mishnah. And then there's another nidoyim. What do you need to be a marakama? Who's not coming to be mighty from a prior marakama, just to set yourself up as a muhsud, and then you could then be the marakama for other people. So to be mighty from a marakama, they have to be shayim saying, the ritual of Rabbeinu Yoina, the chorus implicit in the Nagamara, that to be, or many Gemaras, to be mighty from a marakama, you need a yechacha. That's the difference between greatness and other metaltalin. By regular metaltalin, the tefisa is a yechacha, it's mighty from a marakama. By greatness, since the tefisa is not a yechacha, certainly not a yechacha anymore, so by Gaidus, so you can't be mighty from a Marakama with Tfisa. Karka, apparently, it's also not a Tfisa Mukhachas. Just being in the Karka is not even, it's just being in the Karka is not a Tfisa Mukhachas. So it's not enough to be mighty from a Marakama. You need Chesed Gimel Shon. The Ritva adds that that's the subtext of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Minayin L'chazokah Shigimel Shonim. That the subtext of the Gemara is, the Gemara is asking, what's going on by Karka? If it's a Tfisa Mukhachas, you should be Muchzik Miyad. And if the Tfisa is not Mukhachas, then what does Gimel Shonim give me? So, the Ritva reasons to the Gemara, this, why reasons to the Gemara altogether, but that's another occasion. But the Ritva reason to the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is being done. That's what the Gemara is handling. Is the Tfisa of Karka like Tfisa of Metatlin that it's Mukhachas, or is it not Mukhachas? If it's Mukhachas, you should be Muchzik Miyad. If it's not Mukhachas, you should have to have Gimel Shonim. So fine. So that's a dovah pasha. To be mighty from a marakama, you need to have a yechacha. By metatlin, regular metatlin, the tefisa is a yechacha. By gaidus, the tefisa is not a yechacha. By parka, the tefisa is not a yechacha, but gimel shonim is a yechacha. By avodim, gimel shonim is also a yechacha. By gaidus, is gimel shonim a yechacha. Machlekes to the Rashbam and the Rambam. But a kabbalim, that's all to be mighty from a marakama. Then what we've been talking about for most of Shia is, but what do you need to be a marakama in the first place? When you're not coming to be mighty from a marakama, you just want to become a muchzuk. And then the other people who want to take it from you, you'll be the marakama. So for that lechayra, so by metatlin seems all you need is a tefisa. That's the first mission of a metziah. Shnayim reichim al gabi behemah, they become muchzuk. And we say, at least according to the rishonim, was that the yachayk was based on eichzim. The fact that they're muchzukim, those rishonim learned the first mission of a metziah, that the Yachleiku is based on the fact that they're Muchzokim. Taisirosh. So, many Rishonim members. So, it says in that Mishnah that Shnayim Reichon Agabi Behem, even though it's Gaidris, you become a Muchzok, the Tfis itself makes him into a Muchzok. What about by Karka? So, we have the Rebbe Yoina, the Ritva, the Tur, Darbachad Yoima makes you into a Marakam. So, why do you need Darbachad Yoima? Why is it different than Gaidris? Gaidris uses Shnayim Reichon Agabi Behem. Yeah, they become Muchzokim. So why are we getting Yidar b'chadyoyma? I mean, why didn't the chadyoyma and why didn't Yidar? And it's just be that if you're in the karka for a minute, there's Adam that you were there in the karka for a minute, being machzik in the karka, being noel, good. I know exactly, sitting in the karka, being noel in the karka, doing something in the karka. So why is that enough? Why do you have to have a tefisa? Why do you have to have a dar b'chadyoyma? So we have one mahalach number one, is to say that really to become a muchzik when there's no marakama, all you need is a ma'aseh tefisa. You don't need a hechach at all. No, you don't need a hechach at all. By Goybis, the Oichacha. By Marishlishi, the Sfershin, the Oichacha. You don't need Oichacha. The Tfisa makes him into a Musik. I'm not saying the Kerala Mariah. The Lush and Taisirosh, called Dovah should be Adonim, Yeshlon, and Lirish and Shalom. It doesn't mean Bederach Echacha Lucharim. He means that's the din of Amazim Chayavala Rai. The Torah said that if you're holding something and there's no Marakama before you, then Yeshlon Oliris, we have to assume that it belongs to you. Because that's the din of Amazim Chayavala Rai. So if there's nobody before you, so you become a Muxik Miyad. So why Bekarakim Darba Chadiyam? Why not become a Muxik Miyad? So we could say that by Karka, that really in principle Karka should be the same thing. All you need is a Maisa Tfisa. But by Karka, there's no Metzias of a Maisa Tfisa. Because you're not holding the karka is holding you. Again, yesh lechal. You could say, yeah, just to sit in the karka is not a maisa tefisa. But if I'm noyel goyder pirates, if I do maisa violence in the karka, that is a maisa tefisa. What do you need darba chad yoyma? I have to live there. Be goyder, I'll be pirate. Right, maybe that itself is called darba. Maybe that's not so sure. Maybe that's called darba chad yoyma. What does it mean darba chad yoyma? Maybe that's that will be called darba chad yoyma. Akoponim yesh loymer al derech zeh. The details, you know, will be a little bit up for grabs, but. We could say the basic idea is that by karkin principle, all you need is a tefisa. In general, all you need is a tefisa. You don't need a chach at all. All you need is a tefisa. And so, what's going on by karka? So, why by karkin you darba chadyoyim? Because that's the tefisa by karka. The only tefisa that we have by karka is darba chadyoyim. That was the first malach. That's a malach. That could be so. Then we have the strange guy that the guy said, "Where did we show him get darba chadyoyim?" They got it from the Gemara and Daf Memalef about Levi. Said he bought it from Levi. Was there for 3 years, and he said he got it from Shimon. And Shimon says told him that he got it from Reuben. So in order to say Tanino, and we need it shouldn't be Mexico Shitkra. So we need Shimon should have been there for a day. So what does that have to do with the Maisa? What does that have to do with here? We're just looking for a Maisa Tfiso. What does that do with Mexico Shitkra? Yeah, we could force it through. We could say the guy means what makes it not Mexico Shitkra is that Shimon was Tufus. So you need a Maisa Tfiso that makes it not Mexico Shitkra. But it opens the door to say, maybe this guy opens the door, maybe to say a different malach. To say that a tfisa ba'al mustam, a tfisa by itself is not enough to make you a muxik. You need a tfisa that's mechiach, not a chach gemura. You see, by gaidris, you can become a shayim reichon agad in hema. Obviously, there's no a chach gemura. But you need a chach ksas, because we have a tesis, the Ramban, that even by gaidris, the tfisa is not a chach gemura, but it's a chach ksas. So maybe even to become a muxik, you need a chach ksas. So, the quantum of a chochek tzas by metathlon is tfiso, even by goydris. Tfiso is a chochek tzas that makes you into a muxik. But by karka, just being there is not a chochek at all. That's not even a chochek tzas. It's more like avod, it's not even a chochek tzas. So what makes a chochek tzas by karka? So that, the going so on the Gemara about Darba Chadyema, that you see that it's Mexica Shikra until Shimon is there for a day. Once Shimon is there for a day, that's enough that it's not Mexica Shikra. Why? Because it's a chochek tzas that it's Shimon's. And the chochek tzas makes you into a muxik. So that going is like a very big siyur to this notion that by the darba chayyoma, the word of darba chayyoma is that why? How do you become a muksik in a karka just by darba chayyoma? Because it's a chochak sas that it's yours, and a chochak sas makes you into a muksik. When there's no marakama, to be mitzvah from marakama is not enough. But if there's no marakama, then to become a muksik, all you need is a chochak sas. But a chochak sas you have to have. That was the second mahal. And with this going is very geshmak. The last nekuda that I said pointed out is chayyur by mana shlishi. You see, you can become a muksik without any hechoch at all. So that doesn't seem to stem with the second mahalach. Said at the end, Yesh Leimar, that maybe in Echanami, by Metaltalin, we'll take a little bit from both mahalachim. We'll take from the first mahalach that by Metaltalin we have a Metzias of Tfisa. So the Tfisa itself makes you a Muxuk. You don't have to have any Echach at all, like by Manash Lishi. But by Karka, we don't have the Metzias of Muxuk. The Metzias of Tfisa, rather. The Metzias of Tfisa you don't have by Karka. You can't pick up the Karka. You can't put Tfisa in the Karka. So how do you become a Muxuk in Karka? The only way to become a muksik in karka is to a hechacha. If you do something that's mechich that is your karka, that makes you a muksik into the karka. Mechich tzas. And that's the goin, that darba chayyim is a hechacha tzas, that can make you a muksik even in karka. So that would maybe be a mahalach that combines the two mahalach. Here's
something. Just a suggestion for a different way to answer that question.
Yeah.
By manish lish, each one has a safek hechacha gemura.
Right.
So maybe you can say that the Rosh is saying that perhaps we can equate yesh lanu liros. And we can equate a safek kochacha gemura with a kochacha tzas. And that would also explain why he used like the slightly weird lashon of yesh lanu liros as opposed to like the other shalom yisrael.
You say that by manish lishi there is a kochacha tzas because even though it can't really be both, each one has a kochacha.
A safek kochacha gemura.
Yeah. I hear. Maybe so far. Yeah.
The Chesed Kibbol Sharm is all based on Shlosh Yishvistari, Yishvistari. So then wouldn't one day not be a chukitzas because you're not, there's nothing strange that the Baal Shos take for that one day because he could just he could tie the next day. He could always.
No, so it's all not a chachas gmuris for that reason, but a chachas something it is. Still, at the end of the day, you're in the field. You're in the field. Maybe because he wasn't mikhah for a day, even without the midalei mikhah, maybe the living there for a day is a chachas all by itself. I mean, we're getting into big. This is obviously going to the soul. Like that's the whole world of what's this plus which name is dire and so on. Okay, good. I gotta go. At least we made it. We have it. Okay, tomorrow we'll start.
Thank you very much.